Support for this program by Fairbanks, Alaska, the Golden Heart City. Go see a Gold Panthers game. Visit downtown art galleries or drive out to Chena Hot Springs. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Schools on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota are under a quarantine order. The Oglala Sioux Tribe issued the order Tuesday, citing an increase of positive COVID-19 cases, the rise of the Delta variant, the number of students under 12 not eligible for a vaccine, and the number of homes with multi-generational families. Vice President Alicia Mosso provided an update on social media Tuesday night, saying the tribe is not on lockdown, but the order is a temporary way to try and slow the spread of COVID-19.
Please don't go to work. Please don't go to school. This is part of it. Why we're having this current school quarantine order is because a lot of these cases are in our schools. And in order for us to get ahead of the spread, in any public health emergency, you need to contact trace so we can stop the spread. Unfortunately, it's getting to be a little bit much, and there's a lot of schools, and we know they all have their plans, but we are going to work with those schools on their plans as we move forward. The tribe has had some ordinances in place for a very long time, which is some of those ordinances that I placed along with the school quarantine order, so you can reference those. We can quarantine buildings, so that is the official action that happened today.
The order was issued after 21 new cases were reported in one day. The 10-day quarantine order goes into effect Wednesday. The tribe is under orange risk while it continues with a number of COVID-19 safety guidelines for the reservation. The Globe and Mail reports federal fisheries officers in Nova Scotia, Canada, have been removed from water where Mi'kmaq fishers are harvesting lobster. The move follows confrontations last week between officers and Indigenous people. Videos of confrontations are circulating on social media. The harvest is outside of the federally regulated season. Indigenous people say it's their treaty right to live off the resources. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Roseanne Archibald is supporting Indigenous fishing communities. She traveled to the area last week and witnessed firsthand the federal enforcement actions. In a press conference streamed live by APTN National News, Archibald says First Nations sovereignty and jurisdictions need to be respected.
The AFN stands with you as you exercise your treaty rights to operate commercial lobster fisheries. Conflict is a legacy in which Canada has offered apologies and promises. It's time for these promises to be made concrete through commitments to recognize, respect, and promote First Nations rights, while at the same time providing justice for First Nations citizens who are both working within the Canadian legal framework and who are forging ahead with their own laws and processes.
Indigenous people say their traps and lobsters are being seized. There are also reports of arrests. Treaty rights and fisheries issues are being raised as the Canadian federal election takes place next week. A number of tribes and Native organizations are calling on the Biden administration to protect gray wolves. The Associated Press reports a letter was sent this week to Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland seeking an emergency petition claiming states have become too aggressive in hunting. Tribes and organizations from the Northwest, Southwest, Great Plains, and Rocky Mountains were among those to sign the letter. Congressman Raul Grijalva recently introduced a bill to require the Department of Health and Human Services to confer with urban Indian organizations on policies and initiatives for Native people living in urban areas. The Indian Health Service is currently the only one required to confer with IOUs. The Urban Indian Health Confer Act is intended to help improve health care for American Indian and Alaska Native people living and seeking care in urban areas outside of IHS. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Come Unity, Environment is Sacred is a series of on-demand films portraying a Native revolution to environmentally align with nature in celebration of International Earth Day. Available through April 30th at visionmakermedia.org who support this show. Support by AARP.
The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.